Without craftsmanship, inspiration is a mere reed shaken in the wind. The words of Johannes Brahms, who was born on May 7, 1833. If we're a bit late in celebrating the composer's birthday, two Wisconsin classical ensembles will be using his music to mark the accomplishments of their own years. Wonderful examples of craft and inspiration for audiences around the state. This afternoon at 3, music director Paul Thorgard will conduct his final performance with the Kettle Moraine Symphony Orchestra and Chorus, filling the Basilica of the National Shrine of Mary, Help of the Christians at Holy Hill in Hubertus, with the Brahms German Requiem. Brahms not only wrote the music, but compiled the texts as well, bypassing the traditional Roman Catholic Latin Mass in favor of sections of the Lutheran Bible. Brahms' mother died in February of 1865, and you hear his response to that loss in the fifth movement that combines lines from John and Isaiah. "You now have sorrow, but I shall see you again, and your heart shall rejoice. I will console you as one is consoled by his mother." Rather than prayers for the dead, the words offer support for the living, a transition from sorrow to comfort in the face of the inevitability of death. In 1881, Brahms returned to that inevitability by setting a poem of Friedrich Schiller, in memory of his late friend, the painter Anselm Feuerbach. The title Nänie is the German form of the Latin word for funeral song, and the classical imagery of Schiller's verses was mirrored in the idealized subjects of Feuerbach's paintings. "Even the beautiful must perish. That which overcomes gods and men moves not the armored heart of the Stygian Zeus." For all that the work is fixed on the transitory nature of life, love, beauty, and glory, Brahms gives an emotional but ultimately serene setting, which we'll hear from the UW-Madison Choral Union and Chamber Orchestra under the direction of Beverly Taylor.
Thank you.
though the gods may weep, it is the laments of those who loved us that will lift us in death. Beverly Taylor, conducting the UW-Madison Choral Union and Chamber Orchestra in Johannes Brahms' Nänie, a Mills Hall performance of November 23, 2008, recording and broadcast preparation by Marv Nunn. You'll find details about this afternoon's Kettle Moraine Symphony Orchestra and Chorus's Holy Hill performance of the Brahms Requiem at kmsymphony.org. In just a moment, a Brahms work that leaves audience and performers breathless and joyful. I'm Laurie Skelton, and this is Wisconsin Classical. The Bach Dancing and Dynamite Society is gearing up for its annual June Chamber Music Festival of 12 concerts over 3 weekends in venues throughout South Central Wisconsin. It's the festival's 25th summer series, and there's plenty to celebrate in this Silver Jubilee, including what the artistic directors call perhaps the best Opus 25 ever written, the Brahms G Minor Piano Quartet. The composer was a few months shy of 25 himself when he began sketching it out. Clara Schumann, one of the greatest performers of her day, took the piano part in the Hamburg premiere 4 years later in 1861. The solo piano notes that open the work form the cell that generates the rest of the musical material, what will eventually be 5 themes in the exposition. After this expansion of standard sonata form, the second movement gives us the first instance of the interlude scherzo form that Brahms would style as intermezzo throughout his compositional life. The young man hints at his love for Clara Schumann by using a variation of her husband's own Clara motif as the main theme, another device he would return to in later pieces. The song of the slow third movement morphs into a major key march before the no-holds-barred finale that shows off Brahms' affection for the so-called gypsy music he had picked up from violinist friends like Josef Joachim. This was part of a 2009 Bach Dancing and Dynamite Society program. "Put your seatbelts on and be ready for an emotional ride," said violist Ara Gregorian, ready to join violinist Suzanne Bia, cellist Tony Ross, and pianist Jeffrey Sykes to let the music speak for itself.
Thank you.
Violinist Suzanne Bia, violist Ara Gregorian, cellist Tony Ross, and pianist Jeffrey Sykes. Full throttle alla Zingareza to wind up the Brahms Piano Quartet No. 1 in G minor. A Bach Dancing and Dynamite Society performance at the Playhouse at Madison's Overture Center on June 27, 2009. Recording by Audio for the Arts. To find out where and when this barn burner will reappear in the Silver Jubilee schedule, look online at bachdancinganddynamite.org. Elgar referred to Brahms as the classical composer par excellence, who writes for the whole world and for all time. Wisconsin classical performers continue to add his mark to their musical world. I'm Laurie Skelton. You're listening to Wisconsin Public Radio.